MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. After hours of heated debate, Democratic state lawmakers, reacting to events in Minnesota, forced through House Bill 9, also known as the so-called Immigrant Safety Act, late Tuesday night. The bill would ban local governments from contracting with Immigration Customs Enforcement for immigrant detention centers, prohibit the renewal of existing agreements, and bars the use of public property for federal civil immigration detention, which could cost some counties millions of dollars in revenue. Right now, there are three such centers in the state, and opponents warn there could be mass job losses, municipal insolvency, and a collapse of rural economies in Otero, Torrance, and Cibola counties. Representative John Block of Otero County offered an amendment to compensate the counties that depend on the detention centers for their local economy, but it narrowly failed. Opponents also said the bill is more about political grandstanding and that the bill represents a dangerous step away from the rule of law.
We had the ability to be a gold standard. We could have ensured the way people are cared for. We could have enforced the way they are cared for, but we're going to ship them out of state now to places unknown,
said State Senator Jim Townsend, whose district covers parts of Eddy and Otero counties. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for her signature, and she has said in the past that she would support, quote, legislation that would ban ICE detention facilities in New Mexico. But Republican lawmakers, like Representative John Block, issued a forceful call for a veto, warning House Bill 9 undermines public safety, threatens jobs, and invites constitutional challenges.
This bill is going to economically destroy Cibola, Otero, and Torrance counties by shuttering our ICE detention facilities that house criminal illegal aliens. It is imperative that you stand with me against this crazy bill by calling the governor and asking her to veto it, because it compromises public safety and it's going to let our counties out of millions of dollars of economic growth and kill hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs.
And that's the state of things today. I'm Blake Ovard, and this is MTD Radio News.